Welcome to Reflections. I'm your host, Catherine Appeler. And the music you're hearing in the background is from the Soundscapes channel on cable, which plays a variety of spiritual tunes. This is the fifth episode of the podcast of the Connection and Relationship series, which I'll be closing out for now. A while back, I purchased a book called The Human Aura. And it has some lovely prayers and meditations in it. And one of them is called Meditation on Self, Connected to the Holy Spirit. It's a poem, a meditation. So I wanted to read that to you. Because there are just certain things in it that really struck me and hit a chord with me, particularly at this time when I've been doing a lot of reflecting on relationship, connection, flames, and different types of flames. So it's just really been striking a chord. And I'll do a little reflecting on it after I've read it to you. I am no blight of fantasy, clear seeing vision of the Holy Spirit being. Exalt my will, desireless desire, fanning flame-inspired fire glow. I will be the wonder of thyself, to know as only budding rose presumes to be. I see new hope in bright tomorrow, here today. No sorrow lingers, I am free. O glorious destiny, thy star appears, the soul casts out all fears, and yearns to drink the nectar of new hope. All firmness wakes within the soul. I am becoming one with thee. And just a couple of things that just kind of really struck me. Blight of fantasy, clear vision, and the Holy Spirit. We can get very clouded, and it can be very, very difficult to distinguish whether something is a connection or a relationship, whether a connection is even meant to be a relationship, has the potential to be a relationship. And if we have issues, baggage, whatever, we can pursue connections that really have no chance of ever being a relationship, and will only be chaotic flames and fires, and they will only be fantasy, or connections that, though they're very sweet and they have a sweet elixir component to them, and they are a sweet elixir and evoke sweet feelings and very comforting feelings and thoughts and so on, really don't have the potential to be a relationship, no matter how much we reach out to that other person. And so while we're reaching out to this fantasy connection, we might have another connection that has a real potential, might be a beautiful blazing flame, not chaotic, out of control, burning, pain-causing flame and fire, but a positive potential flame and connection that has real potential to be a relationship, but we don't embrace that because we're chasing a fantasy flame elixir. And if we don't have a connection to something sacred, to something that can provide clarity for us, if we don't have connection to some thing that can ground us and provide clarity to make these distinctions, then we are going to live in this world of fantasy, in this desireless desire, because no real anything will ever concretely come to fruition. And so to really be in full wonder of self, for the fullness of self, of love to be realized, we have to really distinguish between these different flames, and we have to distinguish when a connection really can become a relationship. Even after we've reached out, if nothing is coming back, then we have to... Now here I'm reminded of the Kenny Rogers song, The Gambler, where the chorus, you know, says, you know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. And the other line that says, every hand's a winner, every hand's a loser. Well, you have to know when it's time to fold up your tent. You know how long you can hold up and keep reaching out. Know when it's time to fold up tent. Know when it's time to walk away. And, you know when it is that chaotic flame that's going to cause pain, whatever. Spot the red flags right away and run as far and fast as you can. You know, but have the discernment and have somehow a connection to sources that can ground you and help you to have that clarity and gain that clarity that can maybe help you to meditate, to pray, to discern, to figure out all of this. Because remember, connections and relationships are all, everything in the beginning is a connection. It's a seed. You know, it's like a budding rose. You know, it's nothing shows up fully bloomed. Everything is a seed, and then the seed gets nurtured and it grows. But also remember that people plant seeds. Well, not every seed sprouts. Some seeds will spring forth fruit, some won't. So not every connection is going to end up being a relationship, whether that's related to your romantic life, your professional life, friendship, but not every connection is going to full bloom into a rose. But when you have the ability to discern, you can be at peace. When you know thyself, when you have the ability to connect and not presume and not have expectations that are from the beginning, you know, aiming for the moon, the stars and the sun, and everything in between, you're free and you're not going to have that sorrow. When you can go into a situation understanding, okay, it's a connection, it might not, meant to be a relationship, it might not be meant to be a relationship, and if it's not, and it's not, if it is, then it is. You know, I'm going to have my boundaries clear, my lines clear, you know, my ethics clear. I'm going to be clear in myself. You know? I'm going to understand my glorious destiny, my path. No fears. I'm going to connect to that which gives me clarity, helps me to understand clearly, to mine own self be true, and I understand that I will be making many connections in life, and some of those connections will fully bloom, some of them will remain at the seed stage, they won't bloom. Some of them may only become little rosebuds, only bloom so far, and then that's it. Not go any further. And I understand that. And I'm going to be okay with that, and I'm going to seek to discern and to understand all of this and navigate all of this, and I'm going to understand the different flames in life that may cross my path, so that when one of those really destructive, chaotic flames start coming, I can spot it, red flags, sirens can go off, and I can fold up tent and bye-bye. Adios. Hasta la vista. And when I have a blazing flame that's steady and stable versus sweet elixir connection, I can give it some time, and then I can see, based on mutual interaction, which one has the potential for becoming a real relationship. And I can also learn to discern, well, wait a minute, is one showing itself to be potential for a relationship and the other one just a fantasy relationship that really isn't going anywhere because I'm reaching out, but there's no reaching out back to me. So what does this tell me? If I'm reaching out, I'm reaching out, I'm reaching out, no one's reaching back. That should tell me something after a bit. Right, so all these things are part of the learning process. And also not presuming that because you've been hurt in the past, you automatically will. So you don't set it up so that you will be. So that you don't make choices that are self-fulfilling prophecy. And you don't take actions in a new relationship that make it a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I hope that this series so far, these podcasts have been of help and enlightenment to you. The next series of podcasts, I'm going to be doing a meditations, but I also want to do a special podcast on the topic of marriage, because there's a lot going on with that right now in the U.S. So I want to do a special podcast on that topic of marriage and government. So that those will be coming up next, and then there'll be the Advent series. So until the next time, may you live in sunshine, in peace, and in wisdom. Namaste, shalom, and amen.